Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, dear ones, to today's show. Today is 9th of January. We already are 9 days into 2016. 2016 is a huge year, and it's going to be the year of change for all of us. This program is about meditation, prayer, and healing. So just imagine you're entering a beautiful, holy temple, and this could be your own heart space. So we come into this with a good intention that we want to play a part in changing the reality of our world. In terms of peace and abundance, what I would like to remind all of us is that abundance is something we tune into and not something we acquire. And the same goes for peace. So if we want peace on the planet Earth, we need to tune into it to bring it into reality. So, with that said, I welcome you again, and I invite you to listen to the opening prayer, which is read on behalf of all of you. So, and then after that, I will talk to you for about 30 seconds or so about the structure of the program, and then we can get on with the program. So before we say anything more, we listen to the opening prayer as we are centered in our hearts. Thank you.
I would like to start our program with this opening prayer on behalf of all of you who have joined me today. Mighty I Am Presence, I acknowledge and accept your perfection in my life. I thank you for your gift of life and the opportunity to serve. I thank you for all the blessings I receive. I will work for good and not be led astray by error. I will acknowledge your imminent magnificence and bow worshipingly at your divine feet. Enter my world today and manifest your perfection in all that I say and do, how I think and how I treat others. Place your beautiful tube of light around me so that nothing can touch me that is not the pure light of God. Blaze the flames of protection, purification, and transmutation through my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional vehicles for freeing me from the illusion of the lower self. Allow me every opportunity to show divine love and to worship the mighty I Am present in every moment. These words are my eternal gems, guiding me to God, the bright and dazzling light from which my eyes never wander. Beautiful God, loving God, eternal God, God everywhere, God in everyone. Amen. So be it. Thank you.
So I hope that opening prayer will take us further in the mood of our meditation today. The way it is structured is that the first 30 minutes we listen to some music and as well as the opening prayer, excuse me, and I will explain within about 6-7 minutes the way we meditate in this program. And right on the 30 minutes into the program, we start our group meditation, which should last about 20 minutes. And after that, we see if there are anybody on the line who would like to contribute with some thoughts which are related to our program. So we listen to the Lord's Prayer now, which is in the original Aramaic language of Jesus Christ. And then I'll come back to you with explaining to you with the way of meditation that we do today. Thank you.
Oh.
Beautiful. Welcome back. I will explain to you now the sort of meditation we do here. And if I may ask you to please meditate this way with us for the sake of synchronicity. And after the explanation about the way we meditate, we may have another few minutes, and then after that, we start right under 30 minutes. We start our group meditation. I will also guide you through it, through the meditation. And then I will say some prayers, and I will leave it with you for 10, 12 minutes to carry on with your meditation. And then when the 20 minutes is finished, we'll see if anybody would like to ring and share something with us today. So, just bear with me, please. Somebody just text me about the problem with the sound. Just see if I can get another laptop and see if the sound is okay on there. Just hold on one moment, please. Thank you. Okay. One, two, one, two. Okay, the sound is okay. Okay, whoever it is having problems with the sound, it must be at your end because sound is okay. I've just checked it with my iPhone. So, okay, without further ado, I'll explain to you how we meditate in this program. So, first of all, you sit somewhere comfortably. If you're sitting on the floor cross-legged, it's fine. Or if you're sitting on a chair, you make sure that your feet are on the floor. So you make your contact with the floor or the ground. And your back will be straight, because all the chakras are in line in your body, so we keep the body straight. And it is basically a breathing exercise, so breathe very deeply through the nose and breathe into the lower abdomen as deep as we can, and pass all this breath into all the cells of the body. So this is a divine breath, so you breathe into your cells of the brain first, and then push this energy down as you're inhaling as deeply as possible. Push this energy down, all the way down to your feet. So all the cells of the body would benefit from this holy breath. As I said, breathing is very important. Breathing is everything. If there was no breath, there wouldn't be any words to be uttered. So pay attention to breathing. And then your exhale is through the mouth. And you make it as long as possible. So and as you're making it last, your lips may be forming an O. I usually suggest you say the word "who" silently in your mind. So exhale is as long as possible, and you silently say the word "who," and you make it last. And this is our gratitude. The exhale is our gratitude to our Creator God for what we are inhaling, which is a holy breath. And the holy breath can not only heal us, it can heal our environment and even penetrate through the walls into the neighbor's houses. It is very important because it also opens a portal into the divine. What I usually say is that make sure throughout the meditation you show your appreciation, you show your gratitude. And again, gratitude is very important. It takes us deeper into our meditation. So this is our posture and the way we breathe. The hands are, we put our hands on the knees and with the palms of the hands facing up, because palms of our hands are also our energy centers for receiving energies. And then the middle fingers are touching the thumb. And next is that, as we know, there are seven chakras in the body, and the chakras of our interest in this meditation is the sacral chakra in the middle of our stomach, the one beneath the chest bone, solar plexus chakra, and the one in the center of our head, which is the pineal gland chakra. So imagine you've got three diamonds in these places, and as you light up the light above your head in the room, light these up. And then the purpose of this is obviously to ground us and bring our attention to the center of the body. And you run a silver cord from the sacral chakra all the way up, all the way through all the chakras and out through the crown chakra, and you extend this silver cord all the way up to the company of heaven, to infinity, to Father, Mother, God. And you extend down into the center of the earth, to the crystalline heart of Mother Terra. And this way, our grounding is done. Grounding is very important, because if there are any huge energies flowing through your body, it can nicely be grounded, and I'm sure Mother Terra would appreciate it as well. And as we're doing this, it can be done in a few seconds. We continue with our deep breathing exercise. So your inhale is through the nose, and you push all that energy into all the cells of the body, and your exhale is through the mouth. You make it as long as possible, and then silently in your mind, you say the word "Hu," which in the Sufi language, by the way, means God, the one who has been, the one who is, and the one who will always be. So this will help us take us deeper into our meditation. With all that said, we have just a couple of more minutes, so just bear with me. If you want to light up any candles or incense, please do. And right under 30 minutes, we'll start our group meditation. Thank you. Okay, dear ones, it's time to start our group meditation. I thank you again for joining us today. Our aim is to manifest peace and abundance for everybody on the planet. So make yourself comfortable in your position. And make sure you have a contact with the ground. And with the back straight, start by taking deep breaths through the nose and all the way as deep as possible into your lower abdomen. Make the inhale as low as possible, as deep as possible. And as you're doing that, push this energy to all the cells of your brain and the rest of your body. And the exhale is through the mouth. And as your lips are forming an O, I suggest you say the word "Hu" in your mind. Let's take a few deep breaths. And I suggest you put your hands with the palms facing up on your knees and touch the middle fingers with the thumbs on each hand, and continue with our deep breathing. As you are taking deep breaths and exhaling through the mouth. Imagine that you have three diamonds in these three chakras, the sacral chakra, the solar plexus chakra, and the chakra in the head, the pineal gland chakra. And just light these up as you're lighting up the light above your head in the room. And we continue with our deep breathing exercise. And now imagine you have a silver cord running from your sacral chakra, the one in your stomach, all the way up, all the way through all the chakras and out through the crown chakra. And you extend this all the way up to the infinity, to the company of heaven, to our Father, Mother, God. And this way our connection is made to the company of heaven, to our Creator God. And so you extend down from the sacral chakra all the way down to the center of the earth, to the crystalline heart of Mother Terra. And this way, not only our grounding is done, which is very important, but also our attention is brought to the center of our body. And we start and continue with our breathing. Way a conduit is formed in our body for the flow of the beautiful energy of God. And as this beautiful healing energy flows through our heart, we open our hearts, and through our hearts we join hands in hand and we form a circle around our beautiful planet Earth. And we send all the healing energy to everybody on the planet, especially those who are suffering for whatever reason, financial, health, loss of loved ones. We send this soothing love to everybody. We send our love to the Middle East, where there are still pockets of trouble, to all the refugees who have been displaced. And we pray for all the souls who have just left the planet as a result of this war, these wars. And we send our love and blessing to the hearts of all the leaders in the Middle East. And we invite them to light, and we invite them to come out of their illusional realities, whether it's for religious reasons or for whatever. We invite them to come to the light and join us in changing the reality of our planet. We are flag holders of light, and we invite everybody to follow us into the light. Make 2016 as big as it can be, which is huge as it is already, because what is happening has never ever happened on the planet Earth. So we continue with our deep breathing, inhale and exhale, and it is rhythmic. So at this point, I thank you all for joining us, and I thank our Creator God and all our Masters all our enlightened masters, all our ascended masters, all the angelic and archangelic brothers and sisters, all the company of heaven, all our oversouls, all the angels who have been guiding us and protecting us. And last but not least, all the galactic brothers and sisters who have been here for at least 70, 80 years in huge numbers, who have been helping us to raise our consciousness. And we thank each and every one of us for the co-creation of this beautiful meditation and prayer. We send our intention out there to the world, to the universe, and we put it on the consciousness creed that we are love. We are united, and we are here to bring peace to the planet, and we are peace. We are creators of the peace. And also we send our intentions onto the grid on behalf of everybody on the planet for the abundance. Just feel yourself with all that abundance flowing into your life and changing your reality. And we make promise here that whatever is coming to the lives of light workers will also be helping other people on the planet and make way for the rest of the people to join the light. We thank all our oversouls for being here and helping us in our meditation. With that prayer said, I will leave it with you to continue for 10 minutes. And then as we end the meditation, after 20 minutes, we'll see if there is anybody online who wants to share a prayer or any thoughts that would be related to our meditation. Please continue with the deep breathing and send your gratitude out there. Thank you. Okay, beloved children of God, thank you for joining us today for this beautiful meditation and prayer. Together we send our intention out there and just imagine the peace that's covered the whole of the planet Earth. And just imagine that we're living in harmony with all there is, with the plants, with the animals, and with the birds. Finally, we're all one, and the peace is established on the planet Earth. And we all live in abundance. We all share what we have with one another. The pain and suffering is all gone. And I know that I am because you are. Dear ones, we send our gratitude again to our Creator God, to our Oversouls who have been here with us and helping us in this meditation, and in general they're helping us with our ascension. And we send our blessings to all on the planet. And usually we have two friends here who share with us some affirmations or prayers. Our beloved sister Eleonora is not well today and she's a bit busy, so I think our sister Mona is online, so I just say hello to her and see whether she's going to take the place of Eleonora and share some of those beautiful prayers from Patricia Cota Robles with us today. Hi, Mona.
Hello, Brother Gabriel.
Hi. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for a beautiful meditation.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure having you. Do you have something to share with us?
I have a beautiful meditation of abundance that I have received from my sister Eleonora, which I would love to share, if I may.
Please, go ahead. We're all ears. I'll be quiet and listening. And if you just say it slowly like Eleonora does, we can repeat it with you, please. Thank you.
I am one with all life. I am a surrogate for humanity. God's abundance and eternal peace are restored in my life and the life of every awakening soul. Through the eyes of my I Am presence, I clearly see that God's abundance is my birthright. As I assimilate this truth, the divine intelligence blazing in my heart exposes the fact that all my beliefs that I have ever had are based on poverty, lack, and limitation. And they were all illusions. I am at peace with the concept of sharing my abundance, my money, with others. Knowing full well that God's abundance is limitless, the fear of scarcity from a human ego no longer manipulates. the golden light of eternal peace and God's abundance is now blazing through every particle of life as it spreads through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of Earth. This activity is forming a powerful catalyst of God's abundance, which is empowering, awakening humanity to joyfully accept our financial freedom. My I Am presence is in control, and I know that by continually sharing the gifts of abundance with those who are working to fulfill the divine plan, I open the door for a perpetual flow into my own life. This is the universal law of life, and it is the law of the circle. I now know and accept the light of God that is victorious, and I am the light. And so it is. Amen.
And so it is. Amen. So be it. Thank you. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you.
And we also...
Thank you for a lovely prayer, Brother.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. So
thank
much.
You for co-creating it with me. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, I'll see you next time. Thank you for joining me.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Okay, dear ones, as there is nobody else online, I finish this episode and I welcome you to join me again next Saturday, same time, for another beautiful meditation and prayer for peace and abundance in our lives, in the lives of all on the planet. Thank you and see you next time. Bye-bye.